tonight's matchup. Glad to have you along for basketball here this evening on KJAN AM 1220 and FM 101.1. On the web, you can listen live at KJAN.com and on your smartphones as well with the free KJAN. If you are fortunate enough to watch the basketball game tonight as well, we are currently streaming live video of our basketball game tonight on KJAN.com. If you go to the TV page, you can watch along with us here this evening. Tell us how we do.
And that's free, too.
It is. It's a free service. It's not free to me, but it's free to you folks at home. So I hope you enjoy that service here tonight. Atlantic evening. Coach Terry Hinsman doing another masterful job this evening in guiding his Atlantic girls junior varsity squad. 5 victory. Atlantic outscored Red Oak down the stretch 23-16 and did most of the damage all in that fourth quarter as they rallied back. Macy Schmidt had 14 points to lead the way for the junior varsity. So congratulations to the JV girls for pulling a victory here earlier this evening. Now, the varsity girls are going to pull a victory out of here tonight. It'll be an impressive one because Red Oak is a very highly thought-of basketball. It's currently ranked 4th in Class 3A by the girls' high school. They're a long, athletic basketball team that has a pretty good pedigree coming in here, especially with Grace Blomstad inside. She's long, she's lanky, she does a lot of things, and they are only play one game so far.
Yeah, it was a good one. With Central 43-3 at 17. Grace Blomstad had 10. Blake Bergeron with 9 points in that contest. They throw a line to 30, and that was a nice win for them to start the season.
Yeah, I guess pretty tough Lewis Central team. Atlantic, on the other hand, has played a little bit more basketball here so far this season. They've already got 4 games in the left. 3 overall, 0-1 in Hawkeye. 1 loss in the conference to St. Albert. A tough one. It was St. Albert coming with a 39-32 basketball game. In a game that saw Atlantic strong from shooting the basketball.
Yeah, they actually had them in kind of long, and St. Albert ends up picking the victory up 39-32 as the final. Catherine Leonard had 12, Aaron Olson with 10, but yeah, they were just 15 of 51 from shooting field goals in that contest there at all, and then 1 of 13 as well from three-point range, and 6 of 12 from the free throw line, just 50% there, so not a good shooting night all around for the Trojans.
Atlantic has some size out there. They lost to Abraham Lincoln and to Denison as well. A tough game against Denison in overtime, 1-point loss. Their one victory was a win over Carroll Osborne. Just have settled with kind of there.
Aaron Olson and Catherine Leonard leading the way, and then Tiffany Williams also jumping up there and helping out the Trojans, along with Megan Riley chipping in about 5 points per game as well as Catherine Leonard. The freshman, 12.3 points per game. Aaron Olson averaging 12. So they're right there hand in hand, and then Tiffany for contest. So that's really the three you're going to look at.
Here tonight, the Atlantic also has some size, which is not something that they've been able to say a whole lot over the years, but Atlantic's reasonable size out there, and you've got to be the first person on a contest. Looking to bounce back after that tough one the other night against St. Albert. We'll take a quick timeout and we'll be back. Get you the starting lineups, get you ready for the opening tap here tonight. You're listening to
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. See the staff for information on your prescription and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. Their dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Call them on weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight as we get ready for high school basketball. KJAN Atlantic at Red Oak and girls high school basketball play. Lineups as we game shoot-arounds here this evening. First for the visiting Atlantic girls by Casey from 3 over 10 tonight with the Daily Senior. Sophomore out front. Catherine Leonard, a 5'11" and Julie Williams, a 5'11" and a sophomore, along with Megan Riley, up for a senior freshman on the floor for what is a relatively young Atlantic girls basketball. The Red Oak home one Black and Martinez, the coach. They are 1-0. So fine up here. So, very good athlete. Atlantic, some problems at the opportunities down low. And Bailey Hankins, a 5'7" senior, rounds out the starting lineup for Red Oak. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the opening tap for you in just a moment.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marney, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call, 781-2210. Berggren Real Estate and Auction, for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at BerggrenRealEstateAndAuction.com. Give them a call, 712-778-2242. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insured needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rich or Ron today.
you here in Red Oak as we get ready for the opening tap for ball game tonight. And again, you're starting lineups for Atlantic, Bailey Walter, Aaron Olson, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, Megan Riley out there. First five out for Atlantic tonight. And for Red Oak, it'll be Sabrina Guerra, Kate Walker, Blake Berger, and Grace Blomstead, and Bailey Hankins to start the basketball game here this evening. Atlantic in their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Red Oak in the home whites with the orange and black lettering and trim. As the two teams ready to get after it here this evening. Atlantic will shoot to the basket to our right as we watch it from directly behind the scorer's table here in Red Oak. It'll be Blomstead and Williams in the center circle to jump it up here tonight to get things started. As we wait for the band to clean up their equipment over there in the corner. It's a cozy gymnasium here in Red Oak. Everything's pretty close to the floor, so not a lot of room for the band to get set up. I don't think Tommy Lee breaks down his drum set quite as quickly as the Red Oak band is doing here tonight, but probably don't have the same kind of equipment. And that'll do her. We're ready to go. Bob Johnson has the ball in the center circle. The ball is up. The tap is controlled by the Tigers. They'll have it first, and they'll run it up the floor here quickly to their left side. Quick three ball from the corner on the way. Missed. No good by Berggren. Rebound taken away by Atlantic. Atlantic with her first trip up the floor now on offense as they get it across to Bailey Walter. Right side. She'll fire one up from distance, and that's good. Bailey Walter knocks down the triple. It's 3-0 Atlantic. Red Oak up the floor now as they get across with Walker. To the right side, Guerra with the basketball. Back out top is Walker. Atlantic settling into his zone. They work the ball to the right wing. Now the high post comes here near side to Hankins. Back out top is Walker. Walker off the dribble. Brings it around here to left perimeter. She'll try to drive into the high post and dump it off right side. Now Hankins or Berggren in the corner. Dumps it down low. Blomstead turns and lobs one up and in. Grace Blomstead posting right side. Gets the bucket. 3-2. Atlantic with a one-point lead and the basketball. Atlantic up the floor now as they cross over with Aaron Olson. Her pass is intercepted. Guerra comes up with a steal. She'll run it up the left side, cross over, dump it down low. The layup on the run is in and good. As Walker ran the floor and got the benefit of the bounce pass, it's 4-3 in favor of the Tigers. Atlantic back the other way now. Zone defense employed by Red Oak as well. Catherine Leonard out high, has the ball knocked away. She ends up on the floor, gets the pass away to Williams. Williams left side, leaves it out of the corner. Back outside it goes. Aaron Olson will bring it back around out top on the dribble. Olson top side, goes left side now to Williams. Bounce feed, trying to get the ball down low inside to Megan Riley, but the ball knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. 6:27 to go here in the first quarter. 4-3, Red Oak with the early lead. They inbound to the baseline. Williams has it, fires it out across out top. That's Leonard. Her shot blocked. Blomstead came out and blocked it from the elbow. They come away with it. The long pass up the floor knocked away by Leonard. The basketball will stay with Red Oak. Blomstead showing those long arms, getting out there to block that shot from the elbow. Red Oak now will inbound. They lob it for Blomstead down low. She'll leave it for Guerra. She drives the base out of the paint and has the ball slapped away. Tried to bounce one underneath. Bailey Walters slapped that one away for Atlantic. 6:14 to go here in the first quarter. Red Oak with the ball front court. They lead 4-3 here early. Berggren with the ball out top. Now Guerra here left side wing. She'll dump it into the corner for Walker. Walker lobs inside. They try to post Hankins underneath. And now she's tied up as Riley got inside. And we're going to have a jump ball call down low. The basketball will belong to Atlantic. Atlantic has the arrow, so they'll get the ball back. Ball has left the premises. Ball exit door right. Yeah, it went in through the locker room area. Hello, Bob. Shy. I think Bob Johnson's taking advantage of the opportunity to grab a drink or something. Maybe to fell down some stairs. I don't know. They could. Hey, there's Bob. And he's got the ball. I appreciate that, Bob. That's the only clapping they're going to do for you tonight. Inbound pass intercepted. Blomstead. Oh, and she stepped on the baseline. She'll be out of bounds. Right back to Atlantic once again. Leonard will inbound here for Atlantic. She'll feed it in underneath. Erin Olsen has it knocked away loose. It's on the floor and comes right back to her, but it's stolen eventually by the Tigers. Guerra, right side, takes it, banks it in. Good. Sabrina Guerra with the basket. And it's a 6-3 Red Oak lead. Now the inbound seat kicked away, and it's going to belong to Atlantic. So Atlantic will keep in the backcourt. 5:46 left to go in this first quarter. Atlantic with the basketball, trailing now 6-3. Cross front court now. Erin Olsen will run the offense out top. Tiffany Williams, left side with it. She's out on the arc, leaves it down low. Into the corner goes to Riley. Back out top, Olsen. Olsen looking for help. Goes again to Riley on the left side. Dumps it down low. They get it to Leonard to kick outside, and the three-point try is up. And a two-point try on the line with Erin Olsen. So give her the two, and it's a 6-5 ball game. Red Oak by one. Back front court, Walker out top with it. She'll leave it now for Bergren. Guerra back out top, Bergren. Atlantic again settling into his zone on defense. Guerra here with it on the arc left side. Back out top, Bergren. They play catch here on this near side. They're posting Blomstedt inside. Riley trying to backside her. They try to drop Williams down on her as well. Now Walker drives the baseline, floats one up, no good. Rebound is tapped out. It rolls all the way out top the key to Guerra. Back to Blomstedt, left side. She'll put one up to 15. No good. The rebound inside taken away by Atlantic. Bailey Walter with the block out of the board. 4:40 left to go in this first quarter. 6-5, Red Oak leading. Atlantic with a basketball. Williams left wing. Williams looking inside. Trying to post Riley again down low. They get her in the corner. Now they bounce feed it inside to Leonard. She turns, fires quickly. No good. Williams, the backside rebound. The putback is good. Tiffany Williams with the rebound. Atlantic now leads it 7-6. Cross front court, Tigers have it far side. Long three by Bergren. She loads up and fires one in. Blake Bergren stopped, turned, and loaded it up. Making a 9-7 ball game. Red Oak by two. 4:05 left in the first quarter. Corner left side now with it is Walter. She'll bounce it underneath. Flashing by is Riley. Her shot up and dances off the rim. No good in sight. Rebounded by the Tigers. Back the other way is Walker. Kate Walker to the front court, out top to Guerra. And she'll leave it for Bergren. Bergren will work it around here, left side to Walker. Walker on the arc. Guarded by Williams. She curls into the lane, tries to float one up in traffic, and they're going to hit her for a traveling violation. They didn't have much of anywhere to go with that basketball, kind of got caught in between. 3:35 to go in the quarter, Atlantic trailing by two now with the basketball. Left side with it is Williams. She'll leave it out top for Walter. Right side it comes. Olsen on the arc. Bounce feeds it low. Leonard posting underneath. The wraparound try. No good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line here. First trip to the free throw line for Atlantic. The foul inside is our first of the night. It's whistled on Blomstedt. That'll be number one on her. Catherine Leonard at the free throw line now with a chance to shoot two, and she makes the first. First point of the night for the freshman. Her substitution of the night now is Angela Mahoney. 5'9 sophomore checks in for the first time. She'll take the place of Bailey Hankins. Second free throw by Leonard on the way. No good. It's strong off the back of the rim. She's 1-for-2. It's a one-point game. 9-8 Red Oak. As the Tigers break it across to the front court. Walker has it out top now. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Right side on the curl. They get it to Garrett down the right side. She floats it up too strong. Blomstedt reaches over and grabs the rebound. Out now to Walker. Walker here on the left wing. She'll try to drive the lane. In traffic. The floater no good. Got her own rebound. The put back no good again. And we're going to have a foul underneath. And it's going to be whistled against Atlantic. Going to whistle that on Megan Riley. That'll be her first. Team number one against Atlantic. Walker at the free throw line now, the chance to shoot a couple. And the first one by the junior rolls through. One more coming here for Walker. That one is also good. She cans them both. It's 11-8, and Atlantic, as they try to bring the ball up the floor, we've got a whistle and a foul call. Foul going to be whistled on Blake Bergren. That's her first. Second team foul on the Tigers. Leonard to inbound. Long toss. Riley off now to Olsen, and Olsen breaks pressure to the front court. to the right side, Walter. Walter open on the arc, right side, long, free try, no good. High, a rebound, ends up hitting the floor, and we are going to have out of bounds to the Tigers. 11-8, Red Oak leading. 2:40 left to go here in this opening quarter. Red Oak across the timeline, right side, to dump it out top. Walker has it. Walker leaves it now for Guerra on the arc. Out top it goes to Bergeron. She grabs, guns, and buries the three. Bergeron comes off the screen around the edge, and she drops one in from outside on the right wing, and it's 14-8 now. Red Oak with the advantage. Atlantic for the basketball. Feed down low. Leonard, out top it comes to Walter. They work the ball across the perimeter. Down low, right side. Nice job underneath it. They got the ball to Riley, and she banks it in through traffic. 14-10 now. Atlantic trailing by four. Long three by Walker on the way. That's no good. The rebound inside taken away by Walter. Atlantic up the floor with it now. Aaron Olson across the timeline. They got away with steps there. She bounced. They've got the ball across now. It's in traffic. Leonard up with it. Really in a lot of traffic there. Tiffany Williams trying to dribble through and lost the ball. Picked up now by Walker. Up ahead it comes to Bergeron. She'll stop. Bank one up on the run. Blake Bergeron with the banker off the window. 16-10, Red Oak leading. A minute 25 left to go in the first quarter. Olson out top with it for Atlantic. Here to the near side of Walter. Walter feeds it to the corner. Right wing corner now. Riley gets it inside for Leonard. Outside Olson. She'll try the three. That's no good. Rebound inside. Tap and controlled by Red Oak. Tigers come away with it. Walker up the floor. Bergeron quickly down low. Blomstedt turns. The short shot. No good. Rebounded inside by Olson. A minute left to go in the quarter. Olson now to the front court. The lob down low to Williams. Tapped away by Blomstedt and stolen by the Tigers. Tigers lead by six and have the ball. Walker will slow it down now. She steps it across the half-court stripe. 45 seconds remaining here in this first quarter. Walker appears content to dribble out time and hang on for the final shot. Atlantic apparently content to let her. They sit back in their zone. Walker dribbling out near the center circle. We're down to half a minute to go here in this quarter. Atlantic led 7-6. That's been their last lead. Red Oak with the advantage right now. And the basketball. We're down to 15 seconds to play. Walker now starts forward. Bergeron here left side. 10 seconds. Drives. Leans. The banker. No good. Rebound. Tapped out. Atlantic has it. Williams. 6 seconds. Williams out of the front court. 4 seconds. Long three tries. Off the front of the rim. No good. And that's going to do it as Red Oak gets the rebound. And that's the end of the first quarter. Competitive first quarter here early on, up and down the floor by these two teams. 16-10, Red Oak leads Atlantic after one quarter in this girls' basketball matchup. We're back in the second quarter in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in southwest Iowa. Brown Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body in Atlantic. They have several to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Kappel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of the friendly, helpful sales staff. Kappel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale.
And welcome back here to Red Oak High School here this evening as we continue on with our high school basketball coverage for you here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Red Oak Tigers. And so far it's a 16-10 lead here for the home team as Red Oak has been able to eke out that slim lead here after the first quarter. A quick start by Atlantic as they got a three to start things off from Bailey Walter, but from then on, it's been kind of a back-and-forth battle up and down the floor there at the end of the quarter. And we're ready to start the second quarter here as Red Oak will begin with the basketball here at midcourt. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're ready to go here in the second. Ball passed in out top here into the hands of Walker, and I'll work it around the perimeter right now. Walker looking inside. Atlantic rotating right now. The defensive pressure shot up and no good. That's short there that time by Blake Bergeron, and rebound pulled down by the Trojans. Up the floor they go. Left side dribble, slicing all the way in. A nice shot on the run that time by Aaron Olsen as she picks up a bucket. And it's now a 16-12 game. Pass worked around the perimeter right now here for the Tigers as Atlantic steps up in that high rotating zone right now. They are shadowing on Bergeron on the outside as following her around the court is Catherine Leonard one-on-one the whole time. Everybody else kind of rotating in the zone right now. Worked around the perimeter here up top. Vieira has it. Now they pass back over to Walker. Walker on the left side. Stops, thought about the shot, back up top to Guerra. She'll dribble in, bounce pass down low. Now back to Guerra. Now they'll work it back outside, and it's in the hands of Bergeron. Bergeron, right side pass into the corner. It goes to Walker. Walker dumps it down inside to Blomstead. Turn, nice shot off the glass and in. Grace Blomstead, the bucket. 18-12, Tigers. Up the floor, Atlantic throws it in the corner. Tiffany Williams, the pump fake. Pulls it down, now dumps it back out in the corner, and a long shot on the way, and knocked down just inside the arc there. Splashing it home that time is Catherine Leonard as she gets her first field goal of the contest, and it's now 18-14. On the other end, a quick shot up and in there from the elbow that time, knocked in by Bergeron, and she gets another bucket, and it's now a 20-14 contest. Atlantic back the other way, going at right side, rotating 3-2 zone right now here from the Tigers. Down inside, Williams gets bumped as she shoots. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Blomstead's going to pick up the foul. And Blomstead picks up her second. And now Tiffany Williams at the line here for a pair. 5'11 sophomore. First free throw is off the mark. Has one more coming now here. Substitution coming in for the Tigers now as Bailey Hankins will check in. Second free throw coming up now here for Williams. And it's up on the way. In and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down here by the Tigers. Atlantic can't capitalize at the line there. Back the other way. A quick shot on the run that time. Missed there by Walker. Back around the perimeter. Walker has another chance for the three this time. And she'll bury that one. Pass came back out top. Then back on the wing to Walker. And she buries the triple. 23-14. Is your score here. 5:39 left to go here in the second quarter. Left side, dribble here up top now here by Olsen. They'll throw it down right side over into the hands of Williams. Back up top now. Look it around the perimeter. Right side dribble. Williams on the baseline. Try to bounce one underneath it. Thrown away. Nobody got a hand on that. It goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Tigers. Quick update for you now here on the boys game as well. Atlantic leading Red Oak 15-6. Here at the end of the first quarter in that contest in the start of that boys game tonight. A side dribble now here for the Tigers. Walker hanging on to it out on the perimeter. Now she puts it on the floor. She'll dribble back outside. She's being guarded closely by Williams. She shadows her. Now Bergeron and Walker both being shadowed right now. Everybody else kind of on a triangle inside. Pass tips around now. It's in the hands of Williams. Williams working around. Now they dump the pass up top. It's a shot well short there by Olsen. Picked back up. She tries to run another one up and home. That's short as well. And now a foul on the rebound try. It's going to be whistled here against Atlantic. And that'll go against number 33, Alyssa Siggins. She'll pick up her first. Second team foul here against Atlantic. Now a 30-second timeout taken here by Red Oak. So we'll keep it right here. 23-14. Home team here with the lead. It was a 16-10 ball game at the end of the first quarter. And now it's been edged out here a little bit here by the Tigers to that 23-14 margin. Atlantic trying to shadow some of those hot shooting players so far here tonight for Red Oak as they're keeping an eye on Blake Bergeron and keeping an eye on Catherine Walker, kind of running a triangle of two. Those two are being followed. Everybody else kind of playing a matchup zone on the inside. They're doing a decent job inside against Blomstead, but they're hitting some outside shots, and that eventually is going to help Blomstead out a lot by loosening up that zone. Work around to the right side this time. It's into the hands here of Angela Mahoney, who's in the ball game. Now down low in the hands of Bailey Hankins, and the ball is going to be slapped at, and a foul is going to be called here on a reach-in. Going to go against Molly Welter for the Trojans, and it'll be a third foul here against Atlantic in the half. Inbound, tough save there. They had to throw it wildly back in. It's taken away by Olsen. Olsen steals it away out of the hands of Blake Berger, and now up the floor, it's stolen right back. Up the floor, they run. Down to throw it down low, and that's a wild pass up ahead to Vera, and a throw over her head. Go right back to Atlantic. So back and forth with the turnover as we go. Basketball's kind of important. Can't be throwing it around like that. So now up the floor here, we'll walk things up. Olsen will kick it left side into the hands here of Molly Welter. Now down inside, Riley kicks it back out. Welter into the corner. They work it around, try to get it into Riley. It's tapped and thrown away. Nice outlet pass up ahead. Walter on the run. Gets the shot to fall through. Or Walker, excuse me. Captain Walker there with the bucket for the Tigers on the run out, and it's 25-14. Tigers on a run right now. Left side pass into the hands here of Welter. Always Welter. Now a timeout going to be taken here by Atlantic, and they'll take a full timeout, so we'll take a break with them. 25-14, Red Oak has the lead, 3:43 left to go in the half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic today. 4th Street Graphics in Griswold does custom vinyl, lettering, signs, decals, banners, and custom embroidery. They also carry Griswold Tiger apparel all year round. Give 4th Street Graphics a call, 778-4120, or stop by 205 Montgomery Street in Griswold. 2nd Street Transmission and Repair, specializing in engine and transmission rebuilding and replacement. They also offer complete air conditioning service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center at 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic.
Back here at Red Oak High School here as we get back into action here after the timeout taken by Atlantic. It's a 9-4 start here advantage for Red Oak here in the second quarter so far. 3:40 left to go in the half. Riley's going to pass it around. Now they get it down back into Riley. She's double team, has to kick it back outside. Olsen out on the perimeter. Welter a pump fake, a nice bounce pass back inside to Riley. She goes up and gets the shot to fall. Nice look there that time. The pass didn't end up getting in there smoothly, but Riley still able to finish. 25-16. Back up top now here for Red Oak. Angela Mahoney looks it over to Kira. Now over to Walker. Catherine Walker, the lob across. Now they can dump it back outside. Berger gets the shooter, touch the back, spin it back home. And Berger in there with another bucket. She's having a nice game here so far tonight for the Tigers. Olsen back on the other side of the floor for Atlantic. Will dump it inside into the hands right now of Catherine Leonard. Now she tries to work her way out of pressure. Has her shot blocked, and Atlantic tried to save it. Olsen tried to save it there along the end line and couldn't quite do it. So it'll turn back over now here to Red Oak. 27-16 here is your score. 2:45 left to go here in the first half of play. Red Oak on top. Right side pass. Into the hands there of Mahoney. Now inside, fighting for position is Hankins. Shot doesn't go. Rebound here to Atlantic. Riley came up with it. Off to Olsen. Olsen dribbling left side. Stops, picks up her dribble. Now needs some help. Bounce pass over to Williams. It was low. She's able to pick it up, though, and get her dribble out top. Now down in the corner they go to Leonard. Leonard fires a pass across, had an open player there, but couldn't quite get it to her. Now saved and stolen here by the Tigers. Down the floor they go, back the other way. Bergeron on the run, the right-hand layup is good. Blake Bergeron has 6 here in the quarter. He's got 14 in the contest, leading the way here for the Tigers. 29-16. Pass in the corner, Riley down to Leonard off of the high post. Missed the shot off of Hunnire, rebound pulled down by Red Oak. Back the other way they go. Right-hand dribble. Walker in traffic. Throws one up. It bounces off the glass. No good. Guerra pulls down the rebound. Now they'll throw it back up top. Worked around the perimeter. Walker. Pump fake. Steps in. Tries to pull up there from 16. No good. Rebound pulled down by Leonard. And here comes the Trojans. They'll run back the other way. Williams back up top now here into the hands of Catherine Leonard. Hands it off to Aaron Olson. Back to Williams' left side. Bounce pass down low. Riley in traffic. Gets fouled as she goes up. She'll have a chance to go to the line here to shoot two. From the front side, it's going to be Walker that picks up the foul. And that'll be her first. Team foul number four. Megan Riley, the 5'10 sophomore, steps to the free throw line here for two. She's got 4 points so far here tonight for Atlantic. First free throw on the way. Rattles off, no good. One more coming now here for Riley. 1:22 left to go in the half. 29-16. Red Oak the advantage here over Atlantic. And girls hoops tonight here at Red Oak High School. Second free throw up on the way. That one slashes home for Riley. But she's got five now, and it climbs the score to 29-17. Red Oak on top. Hero back the other way here for the Tigers. Walker will kick it across. Mahoney. Back the other way here. Mahoney over to Walker. Now to Kira. Kira gets a screen there from Hankins to keep the defense off her. Stepped in for the shot. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Leonard. Now Olson will pick it up. Throw it over left side. Into the hands of Williams. She stops. Kicks it back up now to Leonard. Now off to Olson. And 57 seconds left here in the half. And the Trojans try to set things up. Get a pass in the corner now here to Riley. Back up top. Now they pass it over right side. Williams driving to the basket. And she is knocked into as she tried to go to the hole. She did pick up her dribble, but the contact came. It's going to be a foul on the floor here. Whistled against Angela Mahoney. That'll be team foul number five. Olson will inbound with 46 seconds left. Inside pass to Leonard. Lobbed away. Stolen now here into the hands of Walker. She'll go the other direction. Stop from 14. Pop it up. No good. It's too strong. And the rebound fought for. Guerra looked like came over the top that time to grab that one away from Macy Schmidt. And it is going to be a foul whistled against Guerra. That'll be the 16th foul here against Red Oak as Atlantic will get the ball back. Inbounding with 36 seconds to go in the half. Olson will kick it left side to Williams. Williams pump fake now drives baseline, lost the handle on it and turns it over. Tried to drive left side, lost the basketball out of bounds. And here come the Tigers back the other way. 27 seconds to go in the half. 29-16, Red Oak the lead here. Walker passes it over to Guerra. It looks like Red Oak going to be content to try to run out the clock here and take a last shot here as we head into the half. Walker over to Guerra. They get some movement going. Berger now back over to Walker. Berger trying to flash and get open. Now Walker's just going to pull up for the three with 5 seconds to go. Missed it. Rebound comes out long. She picks it up. Takes the shot from the high post. That's too strong. And that'll end the first half of play. The home team here with the advantage. Red Oak over Atlantic here in this girls' contest here in the first half. 29-17 here as we head to the break. We'll take a break and come back with more coverage here at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Element 102 Graphic Design and Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design, 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon T's on Main Street in Griswold. Dow Drug, your Health Mart Pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center, or give them a call at 800-551-3693. And give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today, 243-3330.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School. We're at the halftime break here as the Atlantic Trojans trail here to the Red Oak Tigers here at the end of the first half. It's a 29-17 lead here for Red Oak at the break, as they were led in that half by a nice half by Blake Bergeron with 14 points in the contest. She hit a couple of threes in the first quarter and really had the hot hand there for Red Oak in that first half of play as they're out to this quick lead. It was a pretty good start for Atlantic. They got out with a nice three ball to start the game off and were competitive back and forth for the most part there in that first quarter. Red Oak went on a little bit of a spurt at the end of the first quarter, gained a six-point advantage, but then it was a nice run. They started off the quarter 9-4 advantage over Atlantic, and then just continued to kind of build that lead up there as they now lead here by 12 here at the intermission. Take a quick look here at the scoring numbers here for you. For the Red Oak Tigers, already mentioned, Blake Bergeron with that 14 points there in the first half. 9 points chipped in by Catherine Walker. Also 4 points from Grace Blomstead and 2 points for Sabrina Kira there in the first half of play for Red Oak. They were 2-2 from the free throw line, and then also it was 2-6 from the line for Atlantic in that first half. They were led by 5 points from Megan Riley, 4 points from Aaron Olson, 3 points chipped in by Catherine Leonard, as well as Bailey Walter, and a 2-point basket for Tiffany Williams there in the first half. That's a look at the scoring there for you. As far as fouls are concerned, no real concern for either team. The only person with two was Grace Blomstead. The 6'1 junior has two there in the first half, but everybody else that hasn't fouled so far has just picked up one. A timeout situation, still two fulls and two 30s for Atlantic. Three fulls and a 30 left here for Red Oak as we head into the second half of play. That's a look at the stat sheet here for you from the first half. We'll take another break, come back, and talk a little bit more about how the first half played out. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, best friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin. iAssociates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
And welcome back now here to Red Oak High School. Here's where the halftime intermission here between Atlantic and Red Oak. Red Oak leads it here 29-17 here at the break. And as I mentioned, they are led there by the hot hand in the first half from Blake Bergeron. And she led the team with 14 points, had a couple of three-pointers there in that first quarter of play. And that really set things off and got it started here for the Tigers, and she's continued to be a threat. Atlantic trying to do some different things defensively to try to stop some of the hot hands out there, but really hasn't been all that effective because Red Oak's been getting second-chance opportunities. They've been trailing Catherine Walker and Blake Bergeron around the floor, playing kind of a triangle and two, following those two players, and then kind of a triangle box inside to try to gum up the inside. But so far, those players have been able to get a few shots off. But then also the ball bouncing around, they've been able to get a lot of rebounds and get some second chance opportunities here throughout this first half. Yeah, they've taken advantage of a lot of those opportunities too. You know, both teams look on paper to be relatively decent size, but the reality is Atlantic size for the most part is pretty young. And Red Oak's got some kids out there who have pretty good varsity experience. And as I mentioned, they're not ranked fourth in Class 3A in the state for no reason. They are there because they do a lot of good things. Bergeron has helped them a lot, hitting some of those early outside shots, helping open up the middle. And as I said, Atlantic's done a pretty decent job on Grace Blomstead here in the first half, but, you know, she's just always there. And that's one of the reasons Bergeron's been open outside, is because of the threat of Blomstead inside, too. So, yeah, it's been pretty good so far. Just a quick update for you up in Atlantic. On the boys' side, Atlantic has a 30-13 halftime lead in the boys' contest with Red Oak this evening. Again, that game going on up in Atlantic tonight. All right, a couple other scores here quickly to look at here for you as well. The boys basketball update for you. At halftime, it's Audubon leading Griswold 30-16 there in that boys contest here tonight. Also, it's Council of Abraham Lincoln playing a Council of TJ here tonight. And it's a lead 22-21 AL up in that game there in the first half. Just a few seconds left there in the first half in that contest. And that's a couple of updates we have there for you here. Some other scores. We'll try to get some other ones for you as well. Lewis Central leading 27-26 with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. And boys, they're between Glenwood and Lewis Central in that one. So a slim lead for Lewis Central. And the Lewis Central girls lead Glenwood 20-15 after the first quarter of play. Also, IKM Manning leading 24-21 and boys hoops tonight over Trainer. And that one is at the half as well. Two scores there to look at there for you. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, it's your second half basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770.
And welcome back now here to Red Oak High School here at the halftime intermission here between Atlantic and Red Oak. Red Oak leads at 29-17 here in this one so far tonight. Get a few other final scores for you from Girls Hoops, the games that have already wrapped up here this evening here on this December the 10th. A few updates for you. Taking a look here. Essex defeated Clarinda Academy tonight, 76-27. Also, another play was a win for Old World Austin. Battle Creek out of Grove, 66-50 over Kingsley Pearson. Harry top Dallas Center Drive, 45-37. And also, Winterset over Norwalk, 46-43. Not too many local scores to get for finals here tonight in high school girls basketball play. 29-17, our score here at the halftime break is Red Oak leads Atlantic, and it's for Atlantic for the most part. Some of those things you need to do is start rebounding a little bit better, and I think for the most part they've kept some of those star players out of great positions to make plays, but it's been a little bit of the extra chances and also the transition points, too, that have been an advantage here for Red Oak tonight.
We'll find out what adjustments these two teams have made here at the intermission. We get ready now to start this third quarter here tonight. It's Red Oak in their home white uniforms with the orange and black lettering and trim. Atlantic and the Road Blacks with the gold and white lettering and trim. Get set to take the floor again here for the second half of basketball as we go to a quarter number three here tonight. The non-conference game, this doesn't count in the conference standings. Don't ask me how it works. I don't have a clue. I've tried to figure that out. I've had people try to explain it to me. I still don't understand it. I think I'm reasonably intelligent. But when it comes to determining what is and what isn't the conference game, I'm not sure. Atlantic has the ball. I'm pretty sure of that. Here, I start this third quarter as we get to second half action. Leonard will inbound for Atlantic. Olson fires it ahead now. Walter in the right corner with it. Try to stretch the floor. She'll drive to the baseline, then take on Blomstedt. Missed the shot. Blomstedt bats it around like a beach ball and comes up with a rebound. And Red Oak will take it the other way. Kate Walker across timeline. Left side, Bergren open, grabs, guns for three. That's no good. Got her own rebound to the baseline. Fires it back out to Walker. Walker now out top inside Atlantic zone. Guerra right side, pulls up off the dribble. She'll fire in and out, no good. Rebound to the floor. Three girls from Atlantic right there, and nobody got the rebound. Red Oak stays with the basketball now. Walker back right side. Guerra back out top. Walker. They continue to work the perimeter against that Atlantic zone. Guerra right side inside now to Hankins. She leans. Banks went up too strong. No good. Rebound to Catherine Leonard. She'll pull it away. And Atlantic back the other direction. Olsen across the timeline. Splits the defenders. Down the lane. All the way to the rack. Missed the shot. Rebound in traffic. Batted around. And picked up now by Bergren. She'll fire it all the way up the floor. Guerra lobs it down low to Blomstedt. Back outside. Guerra. Now Bergren trailing from the top. Can't hit the three. Long rebound taken by Guerra.
flips it left side. Walker takes the three, drives the running one-hander, no good. Got her on a rebound underneath and puts it back up and in. Kate Walker in double digits now as she gets her own miss. Filters it back in. Quick timeout by Atlantic. 31-17 now the score. As Red Oak has opened up a 14-point lead here. Atlantic will have a quick visit about it. Well, a couple of disappointing opportunities there for Atlantic on that side of the floor. They had a missed shot at three. Not sure at girls right there. And Walker came out of there with a rebound, and then Walker back around the other side. Missed a running one-hand shot, kind of a wild, awkward shot, but was able to worm in, get her own rebound, and put it back home.
Yeah, it's the second and third chance opportunities again. The same story from the first half. That's why Coach Felker is so upset. The opportunity to get the ball back, and you just don't do it.
Atlantic basketball now, 31-17. Red Oak the lead. Across the timeline, Olsen down the lane. Tries to shuffle through traffic. Can't hit the shot. Ball saved on the baseline by Riley. Williams has it. Feeds it out. Riley now up top. Olsen, she'll fire a three from the top of the circle. And that dances through. Aaron Olsen knocks down the triple in traffic out top. 31-20 now the score. Underneath, quickly on the dribble drive. Across Blomstead. Short jumper up and good. Bergren set her up for the baseline drive. Blomstead with a bucket. She's got a half dozen. 33-20 the score, and Atlantic turns it over. Up the floor, Aaron Olson's pass a little too high for Williams off her fingertips and out of bounds back to the Tigers. Just over 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. 33-20 is our score. Red Oak the lead in the basketball. Up top now, Walker. They work again out on the perimeter around that three-point circle. Now the dribble drive by Bergren, left side. She stops and fires it back out as Leonard cut her off. Back on the lob downtown, and it's an easy one for Blomstead as she just posts inside, turns, goes to the basket, catches the lob, and banks it in one motion. 35-20 Tigers. Atlantic ball, Olsen bounce feeds it out top to Riley. Her quick shuffle to the right side is off the hands of Walter out of bounds, and the turnover gives the ball back again to the Tigers. Red Oak up the floor here near side. They post Blomstead down low. Walker out top with it. Walker right side now to Guerra. Guerra off the dribble. Back out top, Walker. Walker crosses over outside, tries to drive. Williams picks her up out top at the point on that zone defense. Now Guerra here near side. She'll work it on the left-hand dribble. She shuffles across, travel with the ball, no call. Now the dribble drive by Bergren. There's a quick shot, no good in the paint. Rebounded by Riley. And ahead it comes to Catherine Leonard. Leonard hit from behind, and now we have a late whistle and a foul call. About a half a step late on that whistle, but the foul going to be whistled against Red Oak. Going to go on Bergren. It'll be her second. First team foul on Red Oak here in the second half. Also with the basketball now for Atlantic as they'll bring it and get it set. Bounce feed here high. They get it to Riley now, left side. A quick jumper, baseline, no good. Williams the rebound, the turn, the putback, good, and a foul. Tiffany Williams with the board in the bucket, and she'll get a chance to make it a three-point play as she gets fouled inside. That'll be whistled on Blomstead. That'll be her third. And the free throw attempt is no good. Rebound hits the floor, tapped out and controlled by Red Oak. 4:45 left to go here in the third. 35-22, Red Oak leading. Guerra here right side off the dribble. They'll feed it back out on the perimeter. They work the ball on the wing. Walker out top. Atlantic trying to stretch them a little further out. Now they dump it down low to Hankins in the lane, and we're going to have a traveling violation with them. She got the ball a little too tight in there. Cornered by a couple of black-shirted Atlantic players. She'll turn it over. Blomstead will check out now. Angela Mahoney back into the lineup here for Red Oak. As Olsen brings it to the front court for Atlantic. Bounce feed to the high post. Riley shuffles it across the right side to Williams. Williams back across now to Olsen. And a foul call. Guerra picks up the foul. Her second. That'll be her third. We have a lot of considerable amount of contact out on the outside. Now we're going to have a timeout asked for by Red Oak. 4:12 left to play here in this third quarter. 35-22 the score. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy Farm Mutual Insurance from them, you own the company. That's Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic.
.35-22 is Red Oak with the lead over Atlantic as we get back to action here in this third quarter. Waiting for the clock to catch up with the rest of us. And the two teams back on the floor are ready to go. Atlantic holding their own here in this third quarter. They've outscored 6-5 so far in the second half. They trail by 13 as they inbound the basketball. Olsen with it out top now. Picks up her dribble, needs help, bounce passes it into some heavy traffic into Tiffany Williams, so we got a jump ball. That's going to turn the ball back over now to the Tigers. Red Oak will get it back. Walker to the front court, halfway gone here in this third quarter, 4 minutes left. Guerra to the corner, right side, dumps it back out top, swinging around is Bergeron. Bergeron off the dribble, gets the screen, kind of a half-hearted screen from Hankins, goes baseline. Pass is tipped. Guerra gets it, bounces across the lane. Short jump from Mahoney, right side, no good. Williams clears our vendor. Riley clears the rebound for Atlantic. Long feed up the floor now, Walter, right side. She'll dump it back outside. Leonard out top now, Olsen. Olsen knocked it around pretty good heading down that lane. Misses the free throw, the layup try. And now we got a jump ball on the rebound attempt, and it'll stay with Atlantic. Hankins and Riley each had the basketball as they went to the floor. Atlantic basketball, Williams off the inbound, outside of Walter. Walter now to Leonard. Leonard the head fake from the free throw line, the quick jumper no good. Rebound inside, yanked down by Mahoney for Red Oak. Here comes Walker, she turns and runs the floor quickly. Right corner, Guerra, back to Walker. From the arc, she'll fire one up, no good. Rebound inside of Riley. Riley ahead now to Leonard, and Leonard the long pass ahead to Williams. Williams in the lane, stops and fires it up and in. Tiffany Williams grabbed it, took a quick hop step and fired it home. 35-24. We've got a timeout asked for now by Atlantic. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here. Just a little more than 3 minutes. 3 minutes and some change left to go here in this third quarter. Atlantic has it at an 11-point game. Not unreasonable to think they could make a rally at this point. But they've just got to be more efficient from the offensive side. I know there's a lot of banging and reaching going on, but you got to power through.
Yeah, they've had some good opportunities here and actually have done a pretty good job of starting to calm down a little bit here in this third quarter. Early on in the third quarter, it was frustrating with a couple more turnovers, but starting to take a little bit better care of the basketball, and that's really key because you really got to value those possessions here against a good team.
Red Oak basketball's going to come back out of the break. They'll inbound from the backside and bring it up across the timeline. 11-point lead for the Tigers. Walker out top with it now, right side Guerra. Guerra out on the arc. Atlantic packs it in inside. And Blomstead on the bench with three fouls. Mouse pass in the lane, knocked free and stolen by Atlantic. Williams comes up with it. Now Olsen quickly ahead now to Caitlin Falk, who's checked in. They lost the ball, and Red Oak comes away with it once again. Walker to the front court. Leaner in traffic, and she creates the foul and gets the benefit of the call as well. She'll get free throws. She leaned into the Trojans, and that'll be Megan Riley picking up the foul. 2:35 left to go here in this third quarter. And Walker at the free throw line. She makes the first. 3 for 3 from the line here tonight. A dozen points now for Walker. Second try is in and out. No good. Rebound tapped up, and Riley comes away with it for Atlantic. 36-24, Red Oak by a dozen. Olsen now to the front court. She'll fire it across the way, right side to Bailey. Bailey Walter back out top now to Aaron Olsen. Olsen back across to Walter. Walter right corner, drives the baseline through traffic and steps on the baseline. There was nowhere to go. Tried to force her way down that baseline, and that didn't work. Turnover gives it back to Red Oak with 2:16 to play. We're in the third quarter. 36-24, Red Oak on top. Walker to the front court now. She gets it across. They work again out on the perimeter. Guerra. Now Bergren, she swings around the right side from the baseline. Back to Guerra. Across out top to Walker. Walker the dribble drive. She'll pull it back outside. Try to drive. Cut off by Williams. The dump in low to Mahoney. Her turnaround shot is off the mark. Rebounded out of the air by Hankins. Now across to Guerra. She'll fire one up wildly and gets the bailout call. There was no shot there. She just forced that one up and got the foul call. They're going to whistle Erin Olson for her first.
Just another one of those situations there, too, where, you know, the ball happens to go to the right spot. You know, the Red Oak player, it's an airballed shot, and she's just right there to corral and keep things going.
First free throw by Guerra is up and good. It's her first free throw attempt tonight. She's got 3 points now in the ball game. Minute 47 to play here in the third quarter. Second try on the way. That's also good. Guerra hits them both, stretches the lead to 14 now, 38-24. Olson trying to inbound, nobody there to get it. Now finally coming back is Falk to grab it. She might have got away with the steps there on the reception. Olson out of the front court. Oh, and she's tripped up trying to bust her way through traffic, and we get a foul call. They're going to whistle Kate Walker for the foul. It'll be her second. Catherine Leonard back into the ballgame for Atlantic. Also, Alyssa Siggins checks in now as Falk and Riley will come to the bench. Atlantic with the ball, they inbound. Williams, your left corner. Williams out across, out of Olson. She gets a screen, fires a three, and that's good. Erin Olson knocks down the triple, 38-27. Red Oak quickly to the front side now. Guerra, they work the right side, the bounce pass across the lane to Hankins. She turns and tries to work her way in, muscle her way in. Can't get the shot. Bergren, the rebound, though, and she follows it up with a bucket off the window. 16 for Bergren, 40-27, Red Oak leads. Atlantic ball down low. The throw is intercepted down low. Bailey Walter tried to force one underneath. It's taken away by the Tigers. Guerra back outside Mahoney. Berger top of the circle. The drive right side. Back to Guerra. She'll curl and go to the lane. Now back out top to Walker. She'll curl into the lane. On the run, the running one. Headers up and good. Floats one up and in. 42-27. It's a 15-point lead. Now 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Front court Olson now, here to Williams, and here to the corner it comes. Siggins stumbled a bit. Now they get it out inside to Leonard. Ball knocked away from her. Siggins up with it. Back out top it goes. Now Leonard into the lane. Siggins, the bounce feed out top to Olson. She'll drive the lane, throw up the running one-hander. Good off the glass. Erin Olson with 8 points here in the quarter. It does it in the game. 42-29 now, 16 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Walker back out top here for Red Oak. Down to 10 seconds. Bergren, left side dribble. Lost the ball. Comes across here to Guerra. 5 seconds left. Walker runs through a screen. Right side steps back. Tries the three. No good. Rims out. That'll do it here in the third quarter. 42-29. Red Oak leading Atlantic after three. We go to the fourth. When we come back, you're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bank accounts aren't one-size-fits-all, which is why Shelby County State Bank created the Go Bank account specifically for students. See what makes Go Bank the account students need to have at GoBankSCSB.com. Shelby County State Bank, banking for life. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics. And Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
And welcome back now here to Red Oak High School as we're ready to start the fourth and final quarter here. This one here tonight, the Tigers lead it 42-29 here over Atlantic as they'll start with the ball here in the fourth. They've got the ball working around the perimeter right now. They try to pass it into the high post and back outside Mahoney to Guerra. It's too tall for her. and they turn it back over here. Atlantic will get it right back here. Pitcher score update for the boys game. It's 56-23, Atlantic leading after three quarters. Up the floor now here. The Trojans hit it inside. Williams tried one for the free throw line, missed it off the back iron. Rebound comes down now here into the hands of Leonard. They're able to pull it back out for another try here. Olsen guarded closely and double-teamed out top, but they trap in on her. Pass over now left side in the hands of Nathie Schmidt. Now they get it off to Leonard. She'll stop and pull one up there from 15. No good. Rebound fought for. And able to tie things up, Leonard with Mahoney, and it's a jump ball call. Arrow right now belongs to Atlantic, so they'll keep underneath. Another opportunity here in this possession. And now jumping in and stealing it away on the inbound that time with Sabrina Guerra. She got it off now to the Tigers, and they'll run it up the floor here with Walker. Walker right side. Hanging on to it. Now we'll skip it across. Had a player open on the backside. It's missed there by Mahoney. Rebound, no Blomstead, and she goes back up and puts one off to the last and in. The size of Grace Blomstead effective that time, getting that rebound and put back, and it's now 44-29. Ball tipped away and now stolen again here on the other end. They're trying to pass it inside. Mahoney came up with it after the tip. Up the floor they go. Walker out front. We'll throw it over left side. Bergeron has it. Bergeron skips it down the glow here to Blomstead. Had some room on the block. Missed the shot a little too strong. And now a foul on the rebound try. A little bit of a swat at that one. And it's going to be whistled against Mahoney going over the top to try to swat at that basketball. That'll be her second. Team foul number five here in the half against Red Oak. A little pressure put on. They'll inbound here to Tiffany Williams. Now she's trapped. Throws it across to Olsen. Olsen tries to fire it ahead. It's tipped away by Bergeron, stolen by Blomstead. Blomstead, the pass over to Walker, a little bit too strong for her. She's able to track it back down, though, in the corner. Back around, now back to Walker in the corner. She'll try the three, and it's good. So it looked like it was a busted break. Turns into 3 points here for the Red Oak Tigers, and they have the advantage 47-29 here, and we have a full timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. We're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickes & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wickes or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Detter's offers a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514. Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs, where your initial sports injury evaluation is free. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. For details and directions, visit millerortho.com.
Back here out of the timeout, Atlantic in the inbound to get some pressure. They were trapped in the corner there. Olsen tried to throw it back over to Leonard. Knocked out of bounds. Atlantic will have another chance at it here to get it inbound against some full-court pressure once again here by Red Oak. 6:12 to go in the contest. It's a 47-29 lead here for Red Oak. And now it's Merritt pass right in the middle. That was a tough one. It's stolen away here by Guerra. And then she gets called for the traveling violation as she fell down to the floor with the basketball, so Atlantic will get another chance to get it back here. Well, that was just a tough pass, trying to throw it in the middle there that time, looking for Macy Schmidt. Now we'll get it up the floor here to Williams. She'll bounce past it down low. Shot's going to be blocked there by Alyssa Siggins. She'll try to go get it back, and we have a whistle and a foul call here. And that one's going to be whistled here against Mahoney. That'll be her fourth. And now the team is a sixth foul here in the half. Up the floor now here's Olsen looking around the outside. And have it knocked out of bounds here. And Atlantic will have it here on the sideline. Leonard will lob it into Williams on the perimeter. Williams in pressure gets it back out to Leonard. Leonard will drive to the inside. Runs one up with the floater on the run. It's good. Nice move there by Catherine Leonard. She gets the Atlantic off the schneid here in the fourth quarter. Now they get a steal back the other way. Getting in front that time is Macy Schmidt. Steals it away as they try to bounce it down low to Blomstead. Here comes Atlantic. Olsen picks up the dribble. Off to Leonard. Right back to Olsen. She'll fire up a three from the top of the key. It's good. and a 5-0 run right back here for Atlantic. And now a timeout here coming from the Red Oak bench, as Red Oak is going to take a timeout here, see what they decide to take, and it's going to be a full, so we'll take a break as well. 47-34, Red Oak leads it. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
And coming back now here out of the timeout, the Red Oak will have the basketball here converted to inbound. We will send it into the hands of Catherine Walker. She'll run the point. Throws it over to Guerra, right side. Guerra back up top now to Bergren. Bergren pass it back over to Walker. Walker dumps it to Blomstedt, high post. Back outside they go. Right side over to Bergren. Guerra now hands it off to Walker, and they'll re-space the floor. Guerra has it left side. Back up top now, Bergren. Back to Guerra in the corner. Walker. Far left corner, try to dump it inside, and a nice job by Higgins getting in the passing lane, knocking it out of bounds, but it'll stay with Red Oak underneath. 4:53 left to go here. Red Oak leads at 47-34 over Atlantic here in this girls' contest tonight and Red Oak High School. Pass right side, Walker here will run around inside, dump it back out to Guerra. She'll step inside, run up on the run, and knocks it home. Sabrina Guerra now with 6 points. Now a trap here. Olsen's in trouble. Fires it away. Gets it into the hands now of Sigan. She'll stop and bounce it back now to Leonard. Leonard will hand it off here into the hands of Olsen. Now back to Leonard. She'll drive right side. Running through traffic and gets the right-handed layup to go. Kathleen Leonard put her head down, went to the hoop. 49-36. Red Oak on top here, and they have the ball. Right side pass. Guerra. Olsen outside here. Bergren, back to Guerra, looking down low. They'll try to front there against Blomstedt. Got her boxed up pretty good. They'll fire it across, though. They walk back to Mahoney on the other side, and she gets an easy bucket. So Mahoney gets her first bucket of the game, and it's now 51-36. Bounce pass now to the high post here to Leonard. She's hampered by two players. Has to kick it back out. Into the hands there of Schmidt. Now back to Leonard. She'll fire one up. And got hit as she put it up. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. That foul is going to be whistled here against Angela Mahoney. That's five against her. She actually had two in the first half. I had missed marked earlier, but she picks up three here in the second half, and she'll foul out. She just got her first bucket there a moment ago. And now some substitutions here on the floor, and a timeout going to be taken by Atlantic as well. Their last full timeout, their last timeout of the game. 51-36, 3:38 left to go. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and healthcare needs headquarters in Adair. Visit Fay Pharmacy in Adair today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle, your local train dealer. If your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. Or visit their website at jacobson@iowatelecom.net. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
Back here at Red Oak High School, Atlantic taking their final timeout of the game. And Red Oak still with two left. They have a 4 and a 30 left here to take.
And now we'll go back to the free throw line here as Catherine Leonard has an opportunity here at the stripe. First free throw up on the way, and that rattles around and falls through. So she gets the first. She's got one more coming here on the shooting foul. Back into the contest here, Atlantic Bailey Walter checked in just before the timeout. Also, Megan Riley's back in there as well. Second free throw also good by Leonard. Inbound pass now up the floor. Here comes Red Oak here with Walker running the ball out front. Goes it over to Guerra right side. Now shuffles it back up top here to Bergren. Bergren fires it over to Walker. They rifle it to high post. Now a lob back from trying to give and go down the right or left side of the lane, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's a last touch by Atlantic as they knocked it away from Walker. So Red Oak will keep underneath. Walker fires it up top here to Guerra. She'll back it out and reset, waiting for Walker to come back up top. Now she'll give it to her. 3:15 left to go in the game. Red Oak leads it 51-38 here over Atlantic. Back up top down here, Bergren. Fires it back across to Guerra. Guerra now in the high post, Hankins back over right side. They fire it down low. Blomstead turns, fires it, misses it, gets the rim, rebound, and put back is good. Tough to stop that size sometimes. Blomstead got the ball right back to her and put it back home. 2:46 to go. It's now 53-38. Red Oak on top. Bounce pass is low. Olsen got a foot on it. Now gets it over left side. They're going to call a foul here. She tried to curl around the corner. Going to whistle that one against Bergren. So Bergren will pick up her third foul. That's the 18th foul now here against the Tigers. So we'll go to the line here for the 1-1. Aaron Olsen at the free throw line here. Front end is good. So we'll get another one coming.
Quick final for you from up in Atlantic in the boys game. It was Atlantic winning that one, 61-33 over Red Oak tonight.
So a nice win there for the Atlantic boys, getting their first victory here of the season. Second free throw off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long. Olsen able to track it down. Gets it back now here to Leonard. She'll pick up her dribble, shuffle it back off to Olsen, and they'll reset. And we have a three-second call. Riley will camp down a little bit too long there on the left side of the lane. Gets called for it. And I'll turn it back over now here to Red Oak. 53-39 here. 2:25 left to go here in the final quarter of play and in the ball game. Red Oak will lead in the basketball. Bergeron out front, guarded closely by Leonard. Over to Guerra. Now the right side, Walker. She's being guarded by Tiffany Williams right now, who's following her around. Back up top, Guerra will put it on the floor, drive inside, bounce pass back out to Hankins. Now they bring it up top, inside high post, turn jumper from 14, no good by Blomstead, rebound Riley. Riley tried to outlet it to Williams. Williams wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds, turns right back over. So the Tigers get it back here, and Hankins will inbound to Blomstead up, or to Walker up top. Walker, Williams try to go for the steal, Walker able to hang on down. Goes to the left side. Guerra picks up her dribble. Back up top to Walker. Walker dumps it now high post. Blomstead back to Walker in traffic against Williams. Turns, stops now, fires one just inside the three-point line. Rattles out, no good. Olsen pulls down the rebound on the other side of the hoop. She'll bring it up the floor. Off to Williams. She's got a nice lane to the basket. Goes hard, missed the shot. Rebound inside on the floor, and it comes into the hands of Walker. Tough bounce there. Nobody could get a handle on it. Guerra now fires it up to Blomstead. Back outside to Guerra. And Red Oak going to work some clock again here with 1:17 to go in the game. So time dwindling down now here in this one. A drive right side, a pull up, and a shot there from 13. No good by Walker. And the rebound capped out of bounds. Atlantic thought they were going to get it, but Riley couldn't save it. And it goes back to Red Oak underneath. Guerra checked out. She'll be replaced with the round here from the applause from the crowd. And Miranda Gowdy checks in now here. Gowdy out top, throws it over to Walker in the corner. Walker will put it on the floor and bring it back to the top. Walker right side, under a minute to go now here. Blomstead at the high post, turns, dumps it back out to Walker. Walker looking inside, dumps it down there. Hankins a turn, a shot up, and no good. She went strong, got the foul call. As Bailey Walter is going to pick it up. That'll be her first, and we'll go to the line here to shoot two with 46 seconds left to go in the game.
Bailey Hankins at the free throw line here. And the first one up on the way is good, and she's into the scorebook. That's her first points tonight. 54-39. 46 seconds to go. Their second free throw rattles home and falls through as well. Hankins makes it. A couple substitutions up off the bench now here for Red Oak. Michaela Taylor will check in as Bergeron checks out. Walker going to check out as well, and Megan Sands comes in. 30-second timeout taken now here by Red Oak as well. They're going to talk things over here as we head to the final 46 seconds to go here into the contest. 54-39, Red Oak on top here of Atlantic. Mentioned the score from the JV game earlier. Atlantic pulls a nice victory out on that one, 36-25 here on the girls' side. And the Atlantic boys were winners tonight at home as well over Red Oak. Timeout taken care of, and we'll have an inbound here with 46 seconds to go here as Atlantic will have the basketball. Olsen brings it across the timeline back to Leonard. Leonard now fires it to Williams. She gets by the defender, goes towards the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say touch last by Williams. Looked like Hankins got in there a little too late, but didn't call any contact on her, and Red Oak gets the ball back. 35 seconds to go here in the contest. They'll throw it right side. Hankins dumps it across. It's stolen, though. Bailey Walter gets a hand on it, steals it away. Leonard will bring it across the timeline. 20 seconds to go here in the game. Olsen, Williams, she'll drive left side again, stop and pull up and jump one up, no good. A little bit too strong, rebound, Blomstedt, she'll run up the floor with it. All the way to the other end, goes in hard for a shot, missed it. She's fouled to the line here to shoot two with 9.5 seconds showing on the clock. Foul whistled against Bailey Walter, her second. So Grace Blomstedt, the 6'1 junior, will head to the line here for a couple. Makes the first. She's got 13 here in the contest tonight. One more on the way. That one's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down now here by Leonard. 5 seconds to go. Off to Olsen. She'll run it up the floor all the way left side. Pitch a shot up, no good. Rebound by Riley, and it's on the floor, and that's going to do it. Time runs out, 55-39. Red Oak gets the victory here tonight over Atlantic here in girls' high school varsity action. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply, family-owned and operated at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, specializing in top-quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic. For an appointment, give them a call at 243-1833. And BHS Services, LLC, call them for your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School here tonight. Chris Punk along with Jim Field here wrapping up our game here this evening for you as the Red Oak Tigers pick up a victory here at home over the Atlantic Trojans here in girls' play. 55-39 the final score here as Red Oak gets the win. And they had a host of players that played very well here tonight, able to get the scoring going early, took advantage of a lot of turnovers from the Trojans, and also the Atlantic allowed way too many second and third chance opportunities here throughout the night as well. And Red Oak was able to take advantage and extend their lead here as the game progressed as they pick up the 55-39 victory. Take a look here at the scoring for you. 17 points tonight from Catherine Walker leading the way here as she had 9 points in the first half and able to get out and get 8 here in the second half as well to lead the team. 16 points from Blake Bergeron, who was off to a quick start. She had 14 of those points there in the first half. 13 points also from Grace Blomstedt. 6 points chipped in by Sabrina Guerra and 2 points for Bailey Hawkins here in the contest. They were 8-10 overall here tonight from the free throw line for the Tigers. For Atlantic, they were led by 16 points from Aaron Olson here this evening, 9 points chipped in by Catherine Leonard, 6 points as well in there for Tiffany Williams, 5 points for Megan Riley tonight, and 3 points for Bailey Walter here in the game, as they were just 5-11 from the free throw line here this evening. But a lot of mistakes throughout the game, just too many to overcome here for Atlantic tonight against a team they knew was going to be a tough competition.
Yeah, it's kind of sloppy basketball tonight. You got to value that basketball every time up and down the floor. And too many missed opportunities for Atlantic, where they just didn't even give themselves a chance to get really into their offense. You got to dribble with your head up so you can see the floor. You can't just pull up and stop a dribble right in front of a defender. You need to know where you're going. And, you always got to be thinking that next play ahead. Atlantic's going to get there. There are a lot of girls out there for Atlantic that really haven't worked a lot together over the years either. You're mixing sophomores, freshmen out there. It's going to take a little bit of time, but that's a pretty good Red Oak team out there. Again, a fourth ranked in Class 3A they're playing against tonight. So 55-39, disappointing outcome, but a pretty good Red Oak basketball team, and just going to continue to work hard.
Yep, and a lot of young players out there on the floor there for the Trojans as well. So they've got time to keep improving there with three sophomores and a freshman there in the starting lineup. They fall to 1-4 here on the season, and 0-1 still in conference play. This was not a conference game here for you tonight. Red Oak, they go to 2-0 on the season and 1-0 in conference play. This is just their second game outing. They were also winners over Lewis Central previously. So once again, your final score here, Red Oak defeats Atlantic in girls play 55-39. We'll have a couple of editions of college basketball for you to end the week here on KJN. Thursday night hits the Cy-Hawk series for the women, as the Iowa State Cyclones and Hallie Christofferson will host the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll have that for you coming up on Thursday evening. 6:45 is the pregame start time, and they'll tip things off just after 7 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum for that one on Thursday. And then the men will take their turn on Friday night, as that game will be played a little bit later. 7:30 is the pregame, and 8:30 is tip-off from Hilton Coliseum between the ranked squads there from Iowa and Iowa State. So Gary and Bobby will have that one for you coming up Friday night. Should be a fun game there. Our next high school basketball comes your way here next Tuesday night, as we'll be in Audubon as the Wheelers host a doubleheader against Underwood. It'll be the girls' game tipping off at 6:15. Boys around 7:30 will be on the air just before that girls' game to get you going coming up next Tuesday night, once again as Audubon hosts Underwood in a doubleheader action. That's a look there at upcoming schedule here on KJAN. Once again, your final here tonight from Red Oak, 55-39. Red Oak wins over Atlantic. That'll wrap it up for Jim Field. I'm Chris Parks, and good night here from Red Oak.
This broadcast is brought to you in